episode, we had the great pleasure of speaking with Steve Flugner, now SVP of Business Development. During our conversation, we spoke about what it takes to create a winning team and what leaders can do starting now to make that happen. We were also able to get to know Steve and his favorite hip-hop subgenre. So instead of me giving away all of the details, I'll just let Steve tell you the rest. So starting now, what can leaders do to help their team members feel more engaged in their work and really just build that high trust culture environment?
No doubt, making sure that all of your team members know that they're part of something bigger than just themselves and making them feel appreciated is really the core of where to start. You know, as a leader, we want to make sure that we define victory. And when we win, we want to be able to celebrate.
That absolutely makes so much sense. And I love that, making sure that you're defining the victory up front. Mm-hmm. So everyone's on the same page and everyone knows what they're going for. Mm-hmm. So in the end, you very clearly know whether or not you've hit the target.
Yeah. Oh, when I was growing up, I heard that if your boss says to jump, you're supposed to say how high.
Right.
And I don't think that's effective at the end of the day. I think telling someone the general picture of what it is that we're trying to achieve and let your team member determine more of what they think they can achieve on what time frame. And you're probably going to be happier with the results. You tell someone to jump 6 feet, they may be thinking that they could do 7. So why limit them at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm. I believe that who you are at work and just your title is only a fraction of what makes you you and what makes you Steve Flugner.
Yeah.
And so in this segment, I have a few questions that I'd like to ask you.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think this is going to be really fun, though. I think it's going to be a great opportunity also for our team members who are listening to get to know you from a different angle, because I know that we always see you at work and you're doing your thing. But now here's the opportunity for them to know who you really are.
Okay.
So first question, did you have a favorite toy growing up and what was it?
I did. Monopoly was my favorite toy.
Mm-hmm.
I love testing different strategies, managing risk with every roll of the dice. Plus, everyone starts at the same spot with the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Monopoly taught me that you make your own luck.
Interesting. You can forge your own path.
You can.
Say.
You can.
Yeah. Not too, we don't want it to get too crazy. We don't want to do like a Black Mirror Bandersnatch here. But I have to admit, it's been a while since I played Monopoly. I feel like I should get back around to it.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Next question. What music are you listening to right now? I have to admit, this is my favorite question.
I mostly listen to trap music. I liked rap music.
Stop it.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
I am shooketh.
Nice. I like rap music as a kid growing up in the early 90s. I think I really enjoyed the music then and now, mostly because I get to borrow someone else's brain to get their perspective and understand their experiences.
Yeah.
You know, and I do read over 30 books a year.
Right.
I listen to them. I'm not a strong reader, but I do listen to books. And again, it's a way for me to borrow someone else's brain and to accelerate my learning, and it grows my perspective.
Right. I think it's really interesting that that's your answer to the question in regards to the music that you typically listen to. One of the interesting things that I found specifically about rap music and maybe even the trap subgenre,
right,
the amount of metaphors that are used within the music,
sure,
really makes you stretch your brain in a way that maybe you haven't thought about in a while. And then you're having to really make connections and, for lack of better terms, think creatively.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, most of the things I listen to in the music do not reflect what I have going on in my life on a day-to-day basis. That
right,
probably isn't a surprise to you.
I mean, I'm not here to judge.
Right. But there's so many things that go on in the world every single day that I don't see, I don't experience. And, you know, not only is the beat and on some of those, some of the more popular songs, I mean, they get you moving.
Right.
But the reality is listening to that music, it does stretch my imagination.
Yeah.
You know, some of it's a little out there.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, so are people.
Exactly. And I think that's the purpose of music, right? So you talked about being with the company for 18 years. I'd love to know what profession other than your own,
right,
would you like to attempt?
I really do have my dream job already.
Stop it.
That's true. But I think I'd want to be an Orange Theory fitness instructor, or I'd want to be an athletic director at a middle school. I think I really like the challenge of building something special.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to cover the gym walls with championship banners, you know, at the middle school level.
Yes,
I mean, nothing,
yes.
Nothing crazy like high school.
Right. Yeah. You forget college.
Just yeah, right. School. Yeah, middle school. I think that'd be a whole lot of fun.
And I think
that could be my retirement gig.
You're right. And I feel like the middle school kids would appreciate it more. And that's such a moldable year those individuals within middle school to really make an impact as well.
So. Yeah, I would be that athletic director that would be in every single team picture. We'd have them posted all over the walls to ensure that, you know, our success would live on forever and be celebrated forever. But yeah, I'd run the best concession stand. We'd have the most banners. We'd bring in the instructors to get these kids, you know, ready to play. But yeah, that would be my retirement gig, I think.
I mean, and it totally makes sense how you're describing it. You want to leave a legacy behind. Right. And certainly, you know, if that were something you were able to do or you end up doing in the future, know that at that point, you would be leaving two behind, one here with us and one with your new job.
Oh, that's really nice of you to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us today. And it has been a true honor and pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Luebner.
Thank you for joining us today. This has been a sneak peek of the full Beyond 180 episode from the Expansions Alumni Podcast. For more information about Expansions, visit hcvinsight.com/expansions. And to listen and subscribe to all Beyond the Title episodes, visit academyld.com/beyondthetitle. Of course, here at the Academy, we love all of your feedback. And without your input, we can't have shows like this existing. So give us your feedback and any leaders you'd like us to interview at hcv.academy/beyond.